It has been another cool mid-May day across our area. It's not as cool as it was yesterday. High temperatures today have been about 10 degrees below seasonable levels. The normal high at Albany now is 69 degrees. It seems that during this time of year we see a rather rapid increase in those normals as we step along, and we'll start to see some more reality on our thermometers as we go through the next couple of days with warming temperatures on both Wednesday and Thursday. But in the short term, it remains on the cool side. We've had some clouds develop this afternoon from the capital region on north and east. Those clouds have developed in response to a disturbance moving through in the upper atmosphere. Additionally, there are a few spotty showers showing up on radar. Odds are that most of this rainfall activity is evaporating before reaching the ground, though there's certainly the chance that a few little spits or sprinkles do fall in a couple of locations before sunset. Moving into the night, the clouds will tend to break up. We'll call it partly cloudy to mostly clear. It's going to be another rather cold night for this time of year as temperatures fall back into the 30s in many spots. So we do have the threat for some areas of frost to form. And there is a frost advisory up for much of Vermont and extreme northern New York for tonight. By tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine early, but clouds will quickly fill in as a warm front approaches from the west. During tomorrow afternoon and evening, there's the chance for some showers and possibly even a couple of rumbles of thunder. By Thursday, the front will have cleared the area. We'll see a temperature climb as we work into the 70s in most areas Thursday. There's even the chance we could touch 80 south of Albany. And then it cools down a bit again on Friday as temperatures slip back into the 60s and 70s with the coolest weather across the north. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy frost or freeze, low in the lower to middle 30s. Tomorrow, fading sunshine as clouds increase, chance of showers during the afternoon and evening, high in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy frost or freeze, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, chance of showers during the afternoon and evening, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds. Chance of showers during the afternoon and evening, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, patchy frost, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, early sun, then becoming mostly cloudy. Chance of showers during the afternoon and evening, high in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny. Chance of showers across the North Country, warmer, high in the 70s. And on Friday, partly sunny. Chance of showers mainly north, high in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.